From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Immigration advocacy groups marched in demonstrations throughout the United States Saturday to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Here in Washington, thousands gathered in a park across from the White House to hear speeches and to call for change. Thousands more demonstrated in New York, where Mary Jane Skeller is a neuroscientist.
The really shameful recent actions of separating families as a way of deterring other desperate families from seeking asylum, I think is just another level of evil.
Similar marches took place across the country, including in cities like Chicago, Dallas, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles. President Trump, meanwhile, tweeted late Saturday afternoon, "When people come into our country illegally, we must immediately escort them back out without going through years of legal maneuvering. Our laws are the dumbest anywhere in the world." Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani allowed National Security Forces Saturday to resume counterinsurgency operations, marking the end of an 18-day ceasefire with the Taliban. The government had unilaterally halted anti-Taliban operations in the country for more than a week to mark the annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. The Taliban had also stopped fighting during that festival. Ghani extended the ceasefire for several days, but the Taliban chose to resume fighting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.